Manu Patra alerts dated the 25th of June 2019. Supreme Court has dismissed a petition by the Gujarat Congress challenging the Election Commission's decision to hold separate bipoles to two Rajya Sabha seats that fell vacant after BJP's Amit Shah and Smriti Irani moved to the Lok Sabha. The Congress, which had sought concurrent elections to the two seats, had accused the election panel of bias, calling its decision arbitrary and illegal. Supreme Court has refused to entertain a petition seeking a Central Bureau of Investigation inquiry into the murder of advocate Darvesh Yadav, who was allegedly shot dead on the premises of the Agra court during a victory procession on her election as Uttar Pradesh Bar Council president. Bombay High Court has directed the Mehul Chokshi's counsel to submit a fresh health report to determine whether he is medically fit to be brought to India through air ambulance. Madras High Court has granted permission to Nalini Sriharan, a life convict in the Rajiv Gandhi assassination case, to appear in person on the 5th of July and argue on her plea for 6 months' ordinary relief to make arrangements for her daughter's wedding. Bombay High Court has issued notice to newly inducted Maharashtra ministers, Radhakrishna Vikhe Patil, Jaidit Kshirsagar and Avinash Mahatekar, seeking their reply to a plea challenging their appointment. The court was hearing a petition filed by advocate Satish Talekar challenging the appointment of the three leaders as ministers in the state government since they were not members of either house of the state legislature. Advance Ruling Authority, AAR, Kerala has noted that the activity of printing of images from digital media would attract 18% goods and services tax, GST. The tribunal further observed that the technological difference between ordinary print with digital print is in the way the images get transferred onto the paper. Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, ITAT, Kolkata bench has observed that the delay in filing of tax deduction at source, TDS, return due to the sudden resignation of the assessee's accountant would constitute sufficient cause for such default. Kerala State Advance Ruling Authority, AAR Kerala, has observed that it has no jurisdiction to determine the place of supply under the statutes. It was further noted that the place of supply is not covered by subsection 2 of section 97 of the Central Goods and Services Tax Act, 2017 and Kerala Goods and Services Tax Act, 2017, due to which this authority is helpless to answer the question raised in the application. Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, ITAT, Kolkata has noted that the subsidy received under the Technical Upgradation Fund, TUF, scheme is a capital receipt and therefore, no income tax can be levied on such grant. Supreme Court has refused to entertain a request challenging a Bombay High Court order which rejected a petition against 16% quota for Marathas in admission to postgraduate medical and dental courses. The court noted that the admission process ended on the 17th of June and it cannot pass any order on the plea. Delhi High Court has upheld the dismissal of two policemen from service who allowed Vikas Yadav to leave his hospital room in AIIMS without parole on the night of Diwali in 2011. Vikas Yadav was facing trial and serving a 25-year jail term for the murder of Nitish Katara. Kerala High Court has rejected the deduction claim made by Harrison's Malayalam wherein it was held that the deduction under Clause 5A of Subsection 1 of Section 36 of Income Tax Act, 1961 cannot be granted if such payment was made after the due date. Karnataka High Court has annulled income tax notices against Infosys Limited. The court observed that it was also significant to note that there was no iota of material available in the reasons recorded by the assessing officer to believe escapement of tax on any such agreement where Infosys has received the revenue from foreign companies for deputing the technical members independent of software development work. Kerala High Court has observed that legitimate stage when the court could take cognizance of offence of perjury invoking Section 344 of Code of Criminal Procedure, 1973 is the time of court rendering the judgment or final call terminating the proceeding before it. Delhi High Court has upheld a 1.5-year jail term awarded to the owner of a textile printing industry for causing water pollution. The court dismissed the convict's contention that water samples were not lifted from his unit and it was not a water discharging unit. Apex Court has issued notice in a challenge to the order of the Rajasthan High Court which had quashed regulations concerning the hiring of teachers on a contractual basis by National Law University, Jodhpur, NLU Jodhpur. The court also stayed the implementation of directions given by the High Court for quashing of Regulations 5 and 6 of the University Service Regulations, 2001. Special Court has dismissed the bail pleas of three senior doctors of a civic hospital arrested for allegedly abetting the suicide of a junior colleague, Payal Tadvi. The court, while dismissing the pleas of Hemar Ahuja, Bhakti Meher and Ankita Khandelwal, said there was a likelihood of the accused persons absconding or tampering with evidence.